What made you want to be involved in the ride of their lives?
So I work in a racing yard in Midland. I'm obviously interested in racing. I'd go ride out at home. I go to the races. I'd love to have the experience to get sort of the other side of what I do to my job.
What got you into racing in the first place?
I was asking Brian doing my degree and had to do work placement as part of my course. So I'm local to Midland. It was close by, so I did that for my college and then I'd never left.
And when the application came in, did somebody sort of say, why didn't you have a go? Or had you watched this race in past years and thought, if I get the chance, I'd love to do that?
Yeah, a girl that's used to work at our yard, she rode in it a couple of years ago. And I just thought, if I don't apply to do it, I won't get picked. So I never actually thought I would get picked, so I was really pleased when I did.
But riding in a race is very different to riding out on the gallops, isn't it? How different has your regime been since you were told you were in?
So I'm definitely riding out a lot more than I was. I'm riding out every day. And I've been going to extra training on the Equisizer just to get my sort of strength up, my fitness, and trying to put it into practice every day when I'm riding at home as well.
There'll be 40,000 here.
Oh, gosh.
Now is not the time to say that, but it is something that attracts so much interest.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the charity is close to a lot of people's hearts, which I found with my fundraising. You know, you hear a lot of people's stories sort of closely with Macmillan, and it means a lot to a lot of people.
And what are you hoping to raise? I mean, presumably you've been set a minimum target and that's it.
Yeah, so the minimum target was £3,000, which is what my target was. I'm now over £4,000, so I'm really pleased with that. I'm overwhelmed with everyone's generosity, really.
Have you taken any advice from any jockeys, or do you intend to do so in the course of the next, you know, week, a couple of weeks before it all happens?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I know a few people from riding out, coming into the yard, keep asking them things, and they just say, just don't worry about it. I don't really get nervous anyway, but I'm sure it'll be completely different on the day.
Are you actually now watching racing? You know, you go racing for a day. Are you actually looking at it slightly differently, looking at it through from a jockey's eye view, perhaps rather more than being trainer's rep's eye view, as it were?
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a lot different to riding at home. Just trying to get tips, you know, what to do on what horse you're riding, but when it comes to the day, I think it'll be completely different.
Dead heat last year, you know.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully we'll go for a clear win.
And what are you going to ride? Have you decided? Has it been sorted yet?
We sort of had about four picked out. I didn't want to make a final decision, which I sort of got my heart set on one, which unfortunately I won't be able to ride her. But we've got another one and I think he'll be good.
Name?
Life Knowledge.
I think you're going to get a lot of that with this particular day. Now you talk about, do you get nervous, or do you think as, you know, the day gets ever closer, there'll be a bit of excitement around as well?
Definitely, yeah. I think the bit I'm most nervous about is getting to the start from the parade ring. That's my only worry, but I'm sure that'll be fine as well.
And you've met the others, I'm sure. There must be a great sense of camaraderie between you all, because you've all got one aim. Yeah, winning would be brilliant, but this is almost the ultimate case, isn't it? It's not necessarily the winning, it's the taking part.
Definitely. Everyone is lovely who's taking part in the race. We've met them all, going to training sessions. No one thinks anyone's better than anyone else, and everyone's been really supportive and you know, encouraging each other. It's a really good group. I really like them.
So you take it up a furlong out, 35,000 people shouting you home. Are you prepared?
Oh, we'll see on the day. It should be fine.